And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, James Edwards, that selfish son of a gun, he bogarts, not only does he owe me money, but he bogarts the opening credits. What a dillweed. Why do we abide him? Well, mainly because he's the founder of the show and he deserves a little respect that way, very little respect. Good evening, folks. This is the Political Cesspool on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Winston Smith with a very fired up Bill Rowland, dealing with an issue that Bill has some hard feelings about, and rightly so. And I appreciate the way he is dispensing the information. We have some callers that we need to get to. We have Tim from Texas. Tim, are you there?
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine, Tim.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about that child that got taken away from here in Texas, it's called CPS. I don't know what it's called in other states. But I learned a lot what they're really about. They've been trying to take my child, and I typed in CPS into Google, and you ought to try it sometime. You'll find out what they're really about. It ain't about the child's name. They get a big kickback from the government every time they put children into the foster care.
Uh-huh.
So they're not really interested in if the parents are guilty of anything or not. All they're interested in is taking the kids away so they can get paid the big bucks from the government.
So I think you're onto something there. It's a matter of justifying their existence. You know, Tim, once a government agency comes into existence, its primary objective is its continued existence, and we've learned through hard experience that they will do that by hook or by crook, if it means they can continue getting the money.
And it's bad having your kids in the public school. The principal called CPS because my kid was talking about sex at school. And so all of a sudden, me and my wife were separated. She's the one raising my daughter. We're all of a sudden accused of sexual abuse. And they did a sex check on her and found out that she hadn't been sexually abused. Now they're trying the psychological thing where they want her in psychological counseling. And I read on Google that the only reason why they do this is they're on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
They're looking for any reason they can find. I mean, and they'll ask loaded questions, you know, they'll question to get the kid to answer the question the way they want him to answer it.
Mm. And then has your father stopped beating you yet?
Yeah. You know, stuff like that. And a lot of times they also know if they keep drilling the kids, the kids get so tired of them asking the same questions over and over again, they'll just tell them what they want to hear just to get away from them.
Oh, yeah, it's an interrogation technique, much like they used in the notorious McMartin preschool thing. You remember that a few years back?
Yeah, I do. I remember that.
And, yeah, what they did to those kids is a textbook or a casebook study of interrogation and leading interrogation.
And
not only that, but they even convinced the parents. I mean, they even brainwashed the parents. But, you know, there's a historical precedent for this, and it goes back to Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette. When Robespierre and the Jacobins took over France after the French Revolution, they took little Louis, the son.
Oh, Bill?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. We have to go to break for right now. Okay?
I'm ready.
We'll finish it up when we come back. Folks, hang on the lines. We'll be right back.
Deep breath.
Here we come, walk down the street, we get funniest looks.
Don't go away, there's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We'll be right back. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
And you are back with the Political Cesspool. Sitting in for James Edwards are myself, Bill Rowland, and my most excellent co-host, Winston Smith. And we have been discussing child theft by the government, by whether it's by the federal government or by the state governments, and state governments just walking in and stealing children because they don't like their names. And so we need some callers. That's 1-800-313-9443. And Winston, the point that I really want to drive home to people with this is that, you know, if they can take your kids, they can take anything. And we're allowing them to take our kids under all kinds of pretenses. That's why we call it child theft. That's why we call it kidnapping. And it's true. These state governments are stealing children from their parents to fatten up their budgets. The more children they steal, the more money they get for their budgets. I mean, it's just like, you know, white slavery. It's like taking children in to sell into slavery.
Isn't that the definition of kidnapping?
It is the definition of kidnapping. They're holding these kids for ransom. But they're holding them for ransom by ransoming the federal government for money to for stealing children. And it's just wrong. And, I don't care what people say about parents. You know, my grandmother was raised in a little two-room house by railroad tracks. She had four sisters and then her mother and father. If she was a child today, CPS, Child Protective Services, or human, you know, whatever it is, Department of Human Services, would come in and say that she was being mistreated and wasn't fed right and wasn't clothed right, and they would have taken her away from her parents. And yet, in her day, this was a perfectly normal middle class family, you know, country family. And, you know, she grew up and lived to be 87 years old. She didn't hate her parents. She wasn't abused. But, you know, they have extended the definition of abuse to mean any sort of mistake the parent might make, is any sort of normal mistake that parents make. You know, maybe leaving a diaper on too long. They run out of diapers, and you know, they've left a diaper on too long. Maybe the kid, you know, is eating too many cookies, or you know, that there are toys on the spread around on the floor, or the back door was left open. They can find any reason in the world to take your kids away, and they profit from it. And that is what is despicable about this government, is that a system has been set up by liberal, self-righteous demagogues to take your children away. And yet we're worried all to death about our guns and the First Amendment, but the children are being stolen out the back door.
Well, let's take some of our callers. We have Craig from New York. Craig, are you there?
Yes, I am. It was good to talk to you guys tonight. And, Bill, you are justly fired up, so I'm all for you.
Well, thanks. I mean, I've got kids. You know, Winston has kids, and this is something that goes right to our hearts. And when
I'm only 25. I don't have kids of my own yet, so but yeah. I'm total agreement. I just wanted to make a couple points. You tied it earlier. You were talking about how they accuse this is what they accused the National Socialists doing in the 30s. Well, I know a woman who's not exactly on her spinal issues, but when Gaza was happening a couple weeks ago, she looked at me and she said, "Wait a minute, this is." The Israelis are doing, so this is the same thing we accuse Nazis of doing to them in the 30s. It seems to me that the people that accuse more and more of the person that this kid is named after as being the greatest evil in history, they seem to enjoy his tactics and crimes more for themselves than we're supposed to look it over. And also, if you look at what you guys were talking about in weeks before, James talked about an article from the New York Times talking about you need diverse families, the Mormon kids sticking out of the compound in Texas, and then recently, Sarkozy in France saying that the French interbreed with non-whites moving in order to save France somehow, that the left is just blatantly attacking families. They've taken everything else, and now they seem to be going full set on the family. I was wondering what you guys thought of those things.
Well, the Nazis had a eugenics program that was to improve the German race, so-called, and that was by selective mating of you know, Aryan type and Teutonic type. The Soviets, on the other hand, had another eugenics program, and that was to force their population to interbreed with all the other groups in the Soviet satellite, all the other countries. And so for years, Moscow was full of multinational Soviet, brainwashed Soviet acolytes. But and so, you know, both systems want you to submit to some sort of eugenics program. The problem is that you're destroying the core of your nation when you follow the Soviet system, and the Soviets have rebelled against that. Now it's Mother Russia. Now it's all about more Russians, not more immigrants. So we see the Soviet system failed, and we see it was a disaster. And we're just, you know, Sarkozy is just imitating that system. And, you know, he's betrayed all his campaign promises about immigrants and cracking down on immigration and all that. He just lied when he was running for president. And now he's forcing the French to not even be French anymore.
Well, Sarkozy did say that he did raise the surrender flag to Islam not long ago when he said that Arabic is to be taught. They need to start introducing Arabic culture and Arabic language into the French public schools. But Bill, what you said about the government coming into the family and trying to change the composition of the family, it wasn't but a couple of weeks ago that we heard some weasel say that it's time that we desegregate the family, and they wanted to start somehow race mixing families, making it a matter of national policy.
Well, this is Sarkozy's on this bandwagon. But you know what's funny? You know what's funny, Winston, is that in 1944, when France was liberated, the French girls who had German boyfriends had their heads shaved and were paraded through the streets of Paris as prostitutes and as despicable outcasts. Mm-hmm. And yet now the same French women who do this with colored aliens from all over North Africa and the Middle East are patriots. Why is it that the invaders now are welcomed with open arms and are destroying France. But the invaders in 1940 were despicable, horrific German, you know, aliens. But and the French women who married them or who dated them were treated as outcasts and scorned for years after the war. I mean, you know, what happened? Why weren't the invaders in 1940 welcomed with open arms and amalgamated into France? Let me ask Sarkozy that. Why wasn't that encouraged in 1940? Because in 1944, the people who encouraged that were tried as war criminals after the war, like Marshal Petain. So, you know, it's funny that history can make hypocrisy out of all of us, hypocrites out of all of us.
Let's take a call from Haley in North Dakota. Haley, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for your patience. You're on the Political Cesspool with Bill Rowland and Winston Smith.
Thank you, and good evening. I have a question, and then I would like to make a statement, if I may. I believe it was Bill. You made the comment that no one really knows why these children were taken from their parents because it's illegal for social services to give out that type of information.
Right, that was reported in the news.
That was reported in the news that they cannot give the reason why?
Yes.
Right.
And so they put these parents' photographs on the news media, portraying them or demonizing them as people who are taking drugs?
Well, no, that's what one of the callers that called in from California, he got the impression by the distorted view that the news media gave of the parents that they were on drugs. You know, there's nothing that has been brought up about this seizure of these children that ever indicated that the parents had ever been arrested for drugs, had been arrested for anything, were in any way bad parents. That's why the Department of Human Services won't give out any information, because the only thing they've got is that they don't like the kid's name.
They're trying to hide it.
That's what precipitated those children.
We can take your kids for any reason we want.
Exactly.
Well, here's another thing. Let me give you another example. What if someone had a child that was wearing a T-shirt that said "No Obama" or something about Obama on it, and someone he wore that to school, and somebody objected to it, and the state stepped in and took that kid and said, "Well, it's the parents' fault for letting him wear the shirt." Do you see how this can step up? Do you see how this can escalate?
There would be a fight over freedom of speech over that
right,
one.
Exactly.
But this is the First Amendment issue. This is the very reason why we find children in this country being kidnapped by bureaucrats who are not elected officials, but who are basically just paid whores of these socialist Nazis that come, many of them, like your caller, that he was from California. I have a question I would like to pose to him. What about all these children that are living in tent cities in California who have been tossed out of their homes because they were tricked into signing mortgages that the bankers knew they would not be able to pay for? Well, why doesn't this good little Nazi in California, that this caller, this man who said he had no children but was ready to crucify all half the children in this country because he doesn't like their name, why doesn't this good little Nazi take care of his own state? He doesn't have any children, but then go out to those tent cities and help those families. This is why we find ourselves in this situation. This rabbit hole is going deeper and deeper because of people like him. If his mindset, he cannot think for himself. He's ignorant. And he just listens to the media as though the media spews out the truth to him.
Haley?
It's disgusting. And I'm getting sick of it.
Haley, I'm sorry. We have to go to our next break. Thank you for your call, though. We appreciate it. Folks, stay tuned. There's more Political Cesspool coming up.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law of the land. Woo!
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American-first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one-world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
What time is it? Louis, Louis time.
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
Winston, you bringing us up?
Yeah. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your co-host for this evening, Winston Smith, along with the man, the legend, Mr. Bill Rowland, all fired up about what's going on and what's not going on in New Jersey. Little Adolf Hitler Campbell and his sister were kidnapped by the state and are being held for ransom in order to pay salaries. Obviously, something that has stirred up a lot of emotion among our listeners, one of whom is Kevin in Illinois. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you for sticking with us, man.
I just want to let you know I appreciate what you're talking about on your show. I'm one of those kids that got kidnapped when I was a kid. I'm all grown up now, and I got to tell you, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes when a kid's taken from their home. They're not put into a caring environment. I know you mentioned the child molestation. I've seen that. There's drugs administered a lot of times to kids because the state will deem that the child is has a behavioral problem such as ADD, it'll give them Ritalin or any other kind of drug to try to control the child better.
Although stories like that have become such standard fare that it's almost a cliche. In fact, in my little communities, we call it the No Child Left Unmedicated program.
Yeah.
So yeah, how old were you when you were taken from your parents?
I was fortunate enough to make it to 15 before that happened.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me is that several years ago, Elian Gonzalez was washed up on the shores of Florida, and his mother, I think, was dead. She brought him over from Cuba, and the federal government did everything in its power to return him to his parents in Cuba, or his father in Cuba. And yet, for almost no legitimate reason, they take American children away from their parents. You know, it's just amazing to me. I don't want to get too personal, but what were the reasons that you were taken from your parents?
Well, there were several kids from the school I went to that were put into state custody.
I see.
One of them was my girlfriend at the time, and the other was my best friend. And I wasn't allowed to visit. And I told my mom I was going to kill myself, which wasn't true. I just wanted to visit my friends, and I wasn't allowed to. And they said the only way that you could enter a psych facility is to be a danger to yourself or others. So I made up a story. And 2 years later, I finally got out.
Good grief.
Yeah, and my best friend who was in there, he entered the system at 10 years old. And in 2001, he committed suicide. And
so this is the loving, caring state that is raising the children for their own good, right?
He was one of the victims of molestation. His life was hell from beginning to end.
This is one of the most secretive aspects of government that I can think of. These agencies, they guard their information and their motives and their tactics with a proficiency that would make the CIA envious. Just trying to find out why Adolf Hitler Campbell and the other child, Aryan Nation Campbell, were taken. You'll play hell trying to find out why those children were actually taken from their parents. I'm hearing a lot of tones there. Is anybody else hearing those?
I heard a couple beeps.
Okay. Okay, I just got a note from the broadcast engineer. It says it's his fault. Hey, get on the ball, man. We're professionals here, you know?
Well, that's a very interesting call, and we need more calls like that.
Kevin,
who are telling their horror stories, and people need to hear these horror stories, because this is the great underground threat of the federal government and the state government, is taking your kids. Forget about your guns. You know, hide your kids, because they can take them on the least little violation of their policies, and you don't even know what those policies are. What reason do they not have to take your kids if they don't like his name or the child's name, and they say that's a reason to say that the child was abused? Why can't they take him? You know, his hair's too long, their hair's dirty, they're not wearing tennis shoes or shoes. You know, what reason do they not have to take a kid? Now, I've heard in some cities that these predators actually prowl the streets looking for kids who might be, they consider, endangered. And, you know, then we'll investigate the parents or the home based just on what they see the kid doing in his front yard. So these are predators. These are child predators. And, they need to be stopped. There need to be laws passed in every state preventing them from stealing children.
All right, folks, stay tuned for more of the Political Cesspool coming right up on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
No, 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 it's not that rascal James Edwards who's off gallivanting about, probably pulling off some other shenanigan to get himself banned from Disneyland like he did a few years ago, but we won't go into that. You're listening to The Political Cesspool on Republic Broadcasting Network. I am one of your hosts for this evening, Winston Smith, and I am here with the fired-up Bill Rowland, who has done a spectacular job of making this into a rough-and-tumble edition of The Political Cesspool. It's one of our hallmarks. We don't pull any punches here, especially when Bill Rowland is in the ring. Bill, thank you very much for all you've done this evening. I've gotten a lot out of it, brother.
It's been fun. It's been, as you say, it's been rough and tumble. My cheeks are red, and you know, I feel like I've been in a boxing match, but it's great. Good to feel.
It might be that antihistamine you're taking.
Yeah, it could be. That's my problem, is I've got a cold, and my heart rate and my blood pressure are already up, and when somebody is, you know, pushes my button, I guess I'm just, you know, the bell goes and I'm ready to jump up off my stool and, you know, take a few swings. But the point is that, you know, there's so much in this country that's scary. We don't overlook the scariest things first. And, you know, the scariest things first are what the government will do to our families, not what the government will do with our guns or even with our First Amendment rights, but what the government will do with our families. And I think it's a pretty interesting country we live in when a woman can go in and have a child aborted and kill it in a clinic. The government doesn't step in and protect the child. But, you know, a child that has a dirty diaper can be taken away from loving parents and put in a home full of child molesters and predators. So, you know, that's the government we have now. But do we have any callers?
I don't think we do. However, I have received an email. I received lots of emails from listeners. And here's one that I would like to read from apparently a new listener. This is a Mr. Wilson from, let's see, doesn't say where he's from, but he says, I got a message here. No callers right now. Okay. This is Mr. Wilson. He says, I'm a former Marine officer who's been listening to your show and reading your blog for months. I just wanted to say thanks for all that you do in defense of Christianity and our people. I hope to get the opportunity to talk with y'all some point in the near future. Keep up the great work. Your posts and shows are encouraging and entertaining, and I always look forward to reading, listening to them. Semper Fidelis. And the gentleman gives us his name. Well, I'd like to welcome him aboard. He also sent me an email in regards to some of my work over at the Kinnist website, kinnism.net. And I'm happy to welcome him aboard there. I hope to see you on some of the forums, sir, and I hope you're listening tonight. Bill, we have listeners all over the world, as everybody knows. And I was contacted by one of them last week, and he's from Norway, and his name is Morten, and we had a long talk over Skype. I was very pleased to talk with him. He's a student. He's 24 years old. He's studying information technology in Norway, and he gave me a lot of reason for hope and confidence. He's starting a small group of nationalists over in Norway. There are a number of small groups of nationalists in Norway, and it just made me very happy to listen to this young man talk. His English was as perfect as it could be. He kept apologizing for his English, but Bill, I got to tell you, and you know the truth of this, that man's English was better than that of over 90% of the people here in Memphrica. But I talked with this young man, Morten, for a long time, and it was my great pleasure. And Morten, if you're listening, feel free to contact me anytime. Feel free to call the program at any time. It'll be my pleasure to put you on. In fact, I think I had made arrangements with him to have him on the show as a guest. And you will definitely want to hear what he has to say. And once I get that arranged, I will let you know. But you will enjoy listening to Morten as much as I enjoyed talking with him. All right, I have a story here, an article, and it's from the Political Cesspool blog, which you can access at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org. And the title of this blog entry is We Is All Equal. And here's what it says. Find the article here. Better Living Through Technology. The state of Massachusetts, which has been at the forefront of normalizing homosexual relationships and law, has taken a bold new step to allow applicants for driver's licenses to select their gender on official documents. I'm going to read that again. The state of Massachusetts has taken a bold new step to allow applicants for driver's licenses to select their gender on official documents. The decision by Rachel Caprilian, which I'm assuming she's not Baptist or Presbyterian, Rachel Caprilian, became public when an organization promoting family values obtained a copy of a letter she dispatched to a homosexual lobbying organization. So here you have this government official in Massachusetts sending a letter to a homosexual lobbying organization. The letter to Mark Solomon of Mass Equality said the State Registry of Motor Vehicles, quote, has amended its policy to enable transgendered individuals to more easily change the gender designation on their licenses and identity cards. Caprilian said the new provisions no longer will require applicants to submit medical proof of sex reassignment surgery. It says, under the new policy, the letter said, an individual who wishes to change the gender marker will submit an updated application together with a gender designation change form signed by him or her and a medical provider attesting to the gender that the individual considers himself or herself to be. The organization that obtained the letter, MassResistance.com, said that the decision has huge implications for society. The organization said, essentially, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has decided that for legal purposes of identification, a person's actual sex is meaningless. The gender you consider yourself to be is now officially used. This is madness, but it's now the state policy. A man using a women's restroom or women's locker room would now show the police a legal, official Massachusetts identification card that he is a woman. He could get this on the basis of the gender he considers himself to be with the agreement of a medical provider, the organization said on its website. So, Bill, if you live in Massachusetts, you can be a big, burly, hairy guy, and if you have somehow discovered your inner woman, you can have that put on your official identification documents. Bill, what's going on with Massachusetts?
Does this mean I get to be a lesbian?
Well, you know, when
is this a way to meet girls?
I was in the Navy, I had to go through some sexual harassment sensitivity training, and part of the training was for us to get in touch with the men had to get in touch with our feminine side, and I told the proctor that I found out that I'm half a lesbian.
Well, that got you through the course, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Well, this is Edward Kennedy state.
And Barney Franks.
And they have no bottom. You know what I'm saying? The state of Massachusetts has no bottom. There's no depth that they cannot go deep enough into the mire. I mean, they're going to legalize, sexual child predators before long, and they're going to do all kinds of crazy, weird things. They should be the example of how not to run a state. And what if you live in a state other than Massachusetts, you should do everything possible to pass any legislation that Massachusetts opposes or to oppose any legislation that Massachusetts has. Because, this is a state full of absolute, I mean, they need to pad the whole state, the walls of the state, just put the whole state in a padded cell. Because, these are people who have dictated, really, if you think about it, Massachusetts is always the incubator for ridiculous, stupid laws and social policies. That and California. California is sort of where they grow best, given the climate. But it's really Massachusetts that incubates these things. And to think the South lost the war for the sake of Massachusetts, I mean, it's just almost too much to bear.
Well, it's certainly it would be amusing if it weren't so tragic, because Bill, as you rightly said, these things have a tendency to take off. There will be somebody, some vocal minority, who will claim it's a good idea, and it doesn't matter what the majority says. We're witnessing that in California with the Prop 8 fiasco. The majority of the citizens of California have decided they wanted marriage defined as the union between one man and one woman. The majority said that. And so the vocal minority, including the Attorney General, is trying to get the will of the people as expressed in a legal, fair, and binding election, vote, nullified. This is the tyranny of the minority. And if, as you said, Bill, these things take off. And I do not want anything like this in my state, any southern state. This is as reprobate as you can possibly get, and there's no reason why other sexual deviants, such as child molesters, should be barred from having these kinds of rights. But the fact that whenever you bring up child molestation and pedophilia, the sodomites, they bristle at being compared to them, and what they're saying, what they're inadvertently admitting, is that there are standards. It's just a question of which standards, whose standards are going to prevail. The sodomites say the standard should go only to their particular deviance, their deviation, but no further. But that's, I think pedophiles could mount a reasonable challenge to that, because it's just a matter of, whose standard is going to prevail. We have a caller, Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, enlighten us, please.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very well, my friend.
I just tuned in, but hey, you know, this is how confused it gets up here in Massachusetts. A while back, I actually got to know a homosexual to this church that I was going to, and it was an Episcopal church, and I only went to it because at the time I didn't have a car, and it was within walking distance. But anyways, this Episcopal church was filled with homosexuals and everything, and lesbians and everything, and they preached the gospel of holy homosexual matrimony. They didn't preach the gospel of Jesus, but anyways, this is how confused it gets. This guy said to me, this homosexual man said to me that he will not sleep with another homosexual man and everything. And when I asked him why, he said it's because I'm not a lesbian. Figure that one out. He will not he's a homosexual, but he will not sleep with another homosexual man, he says, because he's not a lesbian.
I've got a question for you. And please don't take this the wrong way, but how do you wake up every day And you know, with a normal outlook on life and survive in Massachusetts? I don't understand it. Is it just Boston, or is it just particular areas of Massachusetts where, you know, mental illness is run wild and perversion? Or, you know, I talk to people from Massachusetts all the time who seem perfectly normal, but their state is an insane asylum. I mean, what?
It's Boston, and you know, all that academic environment. You know, you got Harvard with the professors like Alan Dershowitz and all these communist professors and everything. And you know, Cambridge is terrible. When you get out in Western Massachusetts and everything, people out in Western Massachusetts and stuff, and maybe up in Northern Massachusetts and parts of the Cape and stuff. I mean, they think more like other New Englanders from Vermont or New Hampshire or something. But it's mostly in that academic environment of Boston and Cambridge is really bad. But
It's just infested with too many colleges up there. Well, I can understand that, because virtually every state has a college town, and inevitably that college town, they're going to vote like a bunch of Bolshevik Marxist-Leninists. You know, they're going to vote as far left as they can go. So that's pretty typical in every state. But it seems like Massachusetts just has more than its share of nutty academics and nutty professors, I guess.
Yeah, the old man, my father was a Boston firefighter, but he spent as much time up in New Hampshire as he could. He was a sportsman and everything, and he built a house up in New Hampshire. And we used to always go up there for recreation. Of course, that's live free or die up there and everything. And then when I grew up, I lived most of my life up in Alaska, and I got the hell out of Massachusetts. But my mother got sick, and I came back to care for her, and she's since passed away and everything, so I'm back here. But you know, this is disgraceful. These homosexual people that have infiltrated these churches around Boston and Cambridge. They don't, as I say, they don't promote the gospel of Christ at all. They never talk about Christ or anything else. They're in these churches, palming themselves off as Christians or something, but they're just political activists. And really, they're just promoting, they're not promoting the agenda of Jesus Christ. They're promoting the homosexual agenda. As I said at the beginning of the call, that's not, you know, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the gospel of holy homosexual matrimony. Their activities aren't religious at all. They use the church as a cover. It's in these mainstream denominations and everything. Like the church I went to for a while, it was a very interesting experience. It was Episcopal, just filled with homosexual men and lesbians. And
you're exactly right. And of course, they take over these churches, particularly when the congregations get really old. But here's the thing. Here's the key to this. Many of these churches have huge treasuries. They have a lot of money. And the homosexuals will come in and take over the churches, either run out or outlive the older congregations, and those treasuries end up in their hands. And so they take over the money from that church as well. So they're scheming wicked little perverts, and you know, they're fully aware of what they're doing. And,
this is part of the long march to the institutions.
The march to the institutions. And I know of churches, in fact, here locally that have been taken over by homosexuals. And those churches have trust. They have money. They have treasuries. They get on the board of the churches. They become trustees. They take the churches over, and they get the money that way. And then they use the money for all
kinds. We got to go to our next break. Stay tuned for a little bit more of the political cesspool, folks, on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American-first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one-world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
The political cesspool listeners are well informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row of the movie show? And did you boogie there because you had nowhere else that you could go?
And now let's return to the political cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
And we're back for the last few minutes of the political cesspool. I'm Bill Rowland with my co-host, Winston Smith. And, you know, Winston, it's been a very exciting and dangerous show tonight. We have really, I think, tackled some issues and maybe kicked some people around a little bit that needed it. And but, you know, I think that's the point of the show, is to talk about relevant things, not about insignificant things. And I think we may have accomplished that tonight.
Bill, when it gets to the point that the government thinks they can come in and just take your children away from you because they don't like the names you've given them, that is serious business. And it's time for right-thinking Americans to seriously reassess what is going on right under our noses with our tax money, paying these Gestapo agents to come in and take children. When they can just come in and take your children, there is something direly wrong.
Well, it is. There's something very wrong, and you know, I challenge the people who live in the same state as the Campbells to stand up for them and the right to for them to raise their children, no matter what their names are. And I would say that for any parent, regardless of what their children are named, that the state doesn't have a right to take your children because they don't like the sound of their names or the T-shirts they wear or what their parents believe. These are our children. They came from our bodies. We raised them. We gave our lives to them. And the government is stealing not only the lives of our children, but our lives as well. And remember, this is the same government that will allow a woman to go into a clinic and have her baby's head crushed by some doctor, a murdering doctor, and have the child removed. They do nothing to protect those children. They want to steal your children after you've spent the time raising them. So that's the government you live under. And if you don't stand up for the Campbells, you won't stand up for anybody when the time comes, when they come after your neighbor's children.
This all started at a ShopRite pharmacy there in New Jersey where the Campbells live. And, you know, that's a pharmacy. And somebody could have gone in there and wanted a medication for abortion. And the pharmacist would have been required to give that drug to kill that child. And no matter what his or her conscience said, they would have been required to help kill that baby. But they refused to decorate a cake. Something is badly askew here. We got about 40 seconds left, Bill. Why don't you take us out?
Well, all I can say is it's only going to get worse. And if you think Barack Obama is going to protect you from the state, when it comes to your children, you're sadly mistaken. Believe me, the Obama Brigades have plans for your children. They have plans for your life. They have plans for your property. They have plans for your money. They have plans for the future. And that does not include your best interests or your freedoms or your liberties. What it means is you'll be marching in lockstep with the neo-Bolsheviks and their plans for one world government. That's what we're facing.
We gotta go, Bill.
So good night to everyone. God bless. And we'll see you or speak to you and listen to you next week. This is The Political Cesspool.
Program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With recent international flights.